His name is Peter Baldwin, and he's the founder of Bird Dogs Shorts. You've probably seen him on Shark Tank, where Mark Cuban obliterated his pitch. Look, Mark, he'll admit it. The invention of the first ever stretch khaki shorts that feel amazing, look amazing, and can wear literally anywhere wasn't his best idea. But he's got more, like Dog Trader. Just like Auto Trader, but you can sell your old dog. Eh? Mark, I know you'd invest if you just gave him one more shot. So go to birddogs.com/radio and join the 2 million men who think Bird Dogs shorts are a great idea. Or DM Mark Cuban and tell him to give Peter one more shot.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Be lucky. You're here at the beginning. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A big shout-out to our producer holding it down, my main man, Kevin Wall. Hey, Kevin Wall, I love the Ghetto Boys. Turn my music up. I love it. Yeah, there we go. I love the Ghetto Boys. What are we going to talk about? Well, I just came back from Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden, the Commanders, they got a new owner, Josh Harris. You can thank me. Definitely, you can thank me, okay? Magic Johnson, a part of the ownership group. But more importantly, Daniel Snyder is gone. We're going to talk about it. Speaking of some changes, Lane Kiffin not happy with the changes in college football, says college football and the transfer portal, it's a whole lot like free agency in the NFL. He says it's destroying the game. We'll talk about Lane Kiffin's comments. Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet. The New York Jets have their first practice, and Aaron Rodgers is now kinder. He's gentler. You got Draymond Green once again explaining why he punched Jordan Poole in the face. Deion Sanders has more surgery today. Justin Fields talks about being one of the best running quarterbacks the NFL has ever seen. Jared Kelnick of the Seattle Mariners. Let's add another stupid player injury into the athlete dumb injury Hall of Fame. The man kicks a cooler and breaks his foot. And then also, man, it's just so much. Messi is getting ready to debut. Speaking of soccer, the Women's World Cup is underway in New Zealand and Australia. And the reason I was in D.C. yesterday was because of the MLS All-Star Game. More specifically for me, not necessarily the All-Star Game where the MLS All-Stars got smashed yesterday. But for the Unified game, I had a chance to check that out. So we'll talk about all of that. Congratulations to all the Commanders fans out there. Here's the deal, folks. As I mentioned, I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, every single weeknight. That means Monday through Friday. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, it's real simple. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. As I mentioned, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Kevin Wall holding it down on the boards in New York. Kevin, a very, very simple question to you. How are you this evening? It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, JR. I'm doing well. Can't complain. Just staying busy. You know, work. And I'm glad that we're back working together again. Even if it's just for a night, it's good to be with you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you holding it down for Dave Shepard. If you want to talk to me here on CBS Sports Radio, folks, it's very simple. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me everywhere online at JR Sport Brief. And if you follow me at JR Sport Brief, you will already know everything that we're going to discuss today. And the early portion of the show is going to be pretty much about Washington, D.C. So if you're in the DMV, if you're in the D.C. area, Maryland, Virginia, Northern Virginia, consider yourselves lucky. You have a new owner here in Josh Harris. And momentarily, I want you to hear from Josh Harris, because this is something to celebrate. People are going to hear and play back this clip time after time after time. And if you're a fan of the Commanders and in D.C. football, this new era after 24 years of Dan Snyder, it has to feel like a breath of fresh air. Take a listen to new Commanders owner Josh Harris on this new era of football.
We're very excited to get to work and to start the new era of Washington football. And we are humbled and awed by the level of responsibility that we have to take care of the city and to win championships and to, you know, really excite the fans again.
Oh, it's like a breath of fresh air, right? It's brand new. You don't have to be a Commanders fan to appreciate the fact that Daniel Snyder is gone. And we'll get more depth or more in-depth about his departure. I don't want to say he's $60 million lighter in the wallet when he sold the team for north of $6 billion, but you gotta appreciate and take your wins when you can get them, right? So we'll talk about the Commanders, their new owner. I must remind you that Magic Johnson is a part of the ownership group. He's going to be a public face, one of the public faces of the Commanders, and typically where Magic Johnson goes, things typically work out. So congratulations to all the Commanders fans. We're going to get more in-depth on this next hour. Just thank God. Daniel Snyder, one of the worst owners in professional sports, flattened period, finally gone. And the fans have taken a beating over the past 24 years in various ways. Sometimes the organization suing some of the fans. But we'll get into that. No more beatings for the Commanders, at least when it comes down to the owners. Now, I told you there's so much going on. And speaking of D.C., you think about Washington. It's the nation's capital. You want to be patriotic. You want to think red, white, and blue, etc. The Women's World Cup is underway. The women from America are expected to go out and do some damage. I told you about the red, white, and blue of the MLS. They lost to Arsenal 5-0. Not so good yesterday in D.C. And I wasn't here last night. It's good to be back, by the way, because I checked out the MLS Unified All-Star Game. You all know I do a lot of work with Special Olympics. And yesterday they had their unified game before the pros played. What's a unified game? It allows people with and without intellectual disabilities of all abilities to play soccer. And so you have a lot of MLS teams that do exactly that, whether it's the LA Galaxy, whether it is Toronto FC. I had an opportunity to interview two sets of their players yesterday about playing in this MLS All-Star game. Congratulations to the Unified All-Stars from the West. They beat the Unified All-Stars from the East. The final score there was 6-1. And it was so amazing just to see everybody have a chance to go out there and play. There were 52 Unified team members. 26 clubs were represented. It was just amazing. And so shout outs to the folks at MLS Works. They're the arm that helps put together all of the community-facing endeavors for MLS. Jan and Rocky, so much thank you. Meredith, everybody running around making this happen. And a big shout to Coca-Cola as well for being an initial partner with Special Olympics and Carla for really believing in utilizing sports to do good. So a lot of patriotism, or just a lot of inclusion, that's a better word, for everything that took place in Washington, D.C. And so I look forward to sharing with you all a new Agents of Inclusion episode next Wednesday, highlighting these athletes and how we can use sports and how we can use soccer to kind of bring people together and be more inclusive. Much love to MLS and Coca-Cola for doing this. And that was soccer on the MLS side. We know Messi will be debuting tomorrow. We know the Women's World Cup is underway, and I'm looking forward to that. There's nothing more exciting, I would say, as a sports fan, to have an event every 4 years. We know about the Olympics, and the World Cup is there too. I don't care if it's the men or the women. And how about this? Unless you've been living underneath a rock, you know that the Women's World Cup has been better. The women representing the United States of America are more successful than the men. The women are looking for their third consecutive World Cup. And yes, even if you aren't a big soccer fan, it's certainly big news. Take a listen to this clip from CBS encompassing the launch of the World Cup. Take a listen to this.
The 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup is officially underway. Australia beat Ireland in the second game of the tournament earlier this morning. New Zealand overtook Norway 1-0. The team's first World Cup win ever tomorrow. The U.S. Women's National Team plays its first game against Vietnam as America looks to win its third straight title.
Yeah, she almost said the men. Yeah, not the men playing, it's the women playing. But everybody makes mistakes, right? You know, we know that the women's game, they're always looking for the same attention, the same love, the same money, and in due time, it's moving in that direction. And so you may not be jumping out of your skin to check out the USA Women's National Team. Yeah, they take on Thailand tomorrow. Hey, Kevin, what do you expect the score to be? The U.S. women versus Thailand. Well, what you think that score is going to look like?
Oof. You know, if I was a betting man, and I'm not, I would be betting the over. I can see it being like 7-1.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, Kevin ain't lying. This is probably going to be an ass-whooping. And if you want to keep up with the Women's World Cup, go ahead and watch it on Fox, okay? It's going to be a beatdown. The women here are trying for their third consecutive World Cup victory. That has never been done. Not by a women's squad, not by a man's squad. And there's some interesting storylines here. I know you may be familiar with some of the bigger names. Carly Lloyd, not here, retired. A matter of fact, 14 of the 23 players on the women's squad are new. You have some returning players. How about this one? You might be familiar with the last name, Ertz. Yeah, you know Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz, one of the best tight ends in the game, running around catching footballs for no one other than the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, his wife, Julie Ertz, also competes on the U.S. Women's National Team. And you may not have known this. She's been there before. And she also stopped to have a baby. And so in the most emotional way possible, Zach Ertz wrote a letter to his wife, Julie, before she plays in this World Cup. And basically, they made her read this letter from her husband. Yeah, this is Zach Ertz. This is his wife, Julie. Take a listen to the letter that he sent her.
Julie, here we go. World Cup number 3. While the destination is the same, the path has been quite different. Less than a year ago, you gave birth to the biggest blessing in our lives, Madden. And watching you become a mom has been one of the most amazing things I've ever experienced in our time together. What an incredible journey it has been to get back to the point where you're representing our country again in the World Cup. From the moment you started running again, I could see the fire starting to burn inside of you to play again.
Oh man, it makes me want to cry, man. Makes me want to tear up too. That's tough. This lady's coming back from a baby and she's going to be competing in the World Cup. What? Huh? What? How? I barely want to run, you know, when I have to cross the street. Congratulations to her. All these athlete relationships and athletes having athlete babies. I'm pretty sure Zach Ertz and his wife Julie maybe gave birth to a WNBA player. Maybe she will play rugby. Maybe she will go out and do God knows what. But congratulations to her. I'm sure you'll hear about Zach Ertz and his wife Julie a lot over the next several weeks with the Women's World Cup. And that's not even the most or the largest, you know, sports name participating on the women's team for USA. How about this name? Are you ready for it? Take a listen. Rodman. And the last time I looked, I only know one famous sports Rodman, and his name is Dennis. Dennis Rodman's 21-year-old daughter, Trinity. Maybe you heard about her, maybe you have not. Yes, Dennis Rodman has a daughter It is his daughter. And she is competing on the U.S. women's national team. There's nothing to cry about here. Trinity Rodman, that's her name, she's trying to go out and make her own sports legacy. And she's trying to build her own, not necessarily build off of her father's legacy. This is what Trinity Rodman told ESPN.
I mean, obviously, my dad made a lot of mistakes through his career, and he was kind of, I don't want to say the wild child, but he was. And I think being a woman, coming from the Rodman name, coming from the NBA legacy of Dennis Rodman, it was important. I didn't want to have the comments of she's only here because of that. She's only here because there's potential in the last name. That has always been important to me and will continue to be. But at the end of the day, I want the name to be Trinity Rodman, and she earned it herself, not because she has that last name, but because she earned her.
Well, I think a couple of goals will take her a long way if she gets busy here in the World Cup. And I wouldn't be shocked. Would anybody be surprised? And maybe we won't see him out of respect to his daughter, to not take away from her or her moment. Maybe it takes the final before we see the worm. Dennis Rodman sitting in the stand somewhere in Australia or New Zealand cheering his daughter on. It'll be very fun, very interesting to see what she can do to continue to elevate her own name, even though she gets it from her daddy, Dennis Rodman. Women's World Cup underway. MLS All-Star Game done. New era with the Washington Commanders. We got a lot to do here tonight, and we are just getting started. We'll dive deeper into the new owners of the Washington Commanders. We're going to take a look at the comments from Lane Kiffin about the state of college football. The man said it was destroyed. We have a gentler, kinder, sweeter Aaron Rodgers. Maybe it's the all that plant juice that Aaron Rodgers gets to drinking. We got C.J. Gardner-Johnson. This man hates Philadelphia. Draymond Green seems like he still hates Jordan Poole. We have running backs making money. Damn it, we got a college running back who hates his status as a running back because they don't get paid. Deion Sanders having more surgery. Justin Fields says, man, I'm one of the greatest running quarterbacks of all time. We got a lot to do here over the next 4 hours. It's real simple. You can call me up, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are you excited about the Women's World Cup? It is the World Cup. Are you excited about watching a Team USA go out and light things up? I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break, and there's so much about the nation's capital. Commanders, D.C.,
here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. plus their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.
Women's National Team. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the
JR
Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
So much going on centered around DC sports, or thinking about the patriotism surrounding Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Women's World Cup underway on the other side of the planet, New Zealand and Australia. Washington Commanders, they got new owners, Josh Harris. Yeah, you know Josh Harris. He also owns the New Jersey Devils, playing up at the Prudential Center, 76ers. He's just taking his money up and down the Northeast Corridor. God bless him. Magic Johnson, a part of the squad as well. And so we got a whole lot to get into. I'm excited about the Women's World Cup. You know, I got to tell you something. I saw something, a video that went viral, you know, talking about women's sports. It's just people trying to go viral and make a name. I'll tell you about this in a second. It kind of irked me to see someone make a mockery of women's sports in front of the women just to go viral online and in social media. But let's get to the phone calls before I tell you about this idiot. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got one phone number, a lot of lines. Feel free to hit us up. Let's go to Nova Scotia. Yeah, we're going up north to Canada, and let's talk to Mark. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR. So I spent three wonderful years of my childhood in Annapolis, Maryland. Shout out to the U.S. Naval Academy.
Yeah, I was there yesterday. That's where had the MLS All-Star game, man.
Oh, is that right? That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Let me tell you this. During the singing of the national anthem yesterday, of which a Special Olympics athlete played the national anthem, I'm too stupid to know the instrument. I think it's a violin he played, right?
Right.
Do you know where the soccer field is at on the base?
Absolutely know where it is. I actually got to play some youth soccer games there back in the early 90s and late 80s.
Let me tell you, I have video of this, and I'm going to post it on social media over the next couple of days. During the singing of the national anthem, all of the athletes, Special Olympics athletes and their partners, a U.S. Naval boat pulled up behind the athletes when the national anthem sang, and it was just... It was the coolest, one of the coolest things I've seen in any sports, anything, period. It was just so damn cool. I was like, man, I wish I could go play, but I suck. But anyway, go ahead.
It's beautiful in a beautiful city, and I'm glad at least I'm still by the ocean here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Now, I wasn't going to get into this, and I'll be quick about it.
Yes.
But since you brought up this Special Olympics, was it a special or MLS All-Star game? I just wanted to let you know that I finally got around, started a few weeks ago with Agents of Inclusion. I don't know why it took me so long. I'm addicted to that podcast, man. You do such a great job. It's so inspirational, and I'm now caught up on every episode. So I wanted to get that out of the way.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Yes, it's the stories, as you can attest, you don't want to compare people's stories.
No.
But we got amazing stories all over the world in our neighborhoods that aren't always about LeBron or Steph Curry.
Absolutely.
So thank you on that. What else is on your mind?
Yeah. So, like I said, so living there, that was my first real kind of introduction to the NFL, like the real one, like in the late 80s. And with those wonderful Washington, those Joe Gibbs-led teams, those dominant teams there in the NFC East. I just want to say how overjoyed I am to see Dan Snyder finally out, this despicable, contemptible, sociopathic, garbage human being. Okay, I believe he is the worst owner in the history of sports. And I'm so glad, I'm so happy as a Washington Commanders fan to finally have that jackass gone. I feel bad. $6 billion, that sucks. That's business. But you know what? I would pay $10 billion to see him gone forever.
Yeah, I can't blame you. I am not a fan of the Commanders. I could care less about the football team, but I love football. I love the NFL, and I detest jerks, and that's me putting it nicely. And so
absolutely,
to see Daniel Snyder out of the NFL, out of the building, I feel happy for Commander fans like you, because there have been, and you know what? Now you're going to have me going off on a tangent. Hey, Mark, thank you for calling from Nova Scotia, man.
Appreciate you, JR.
No doubt about it. Yeah, anytime. Well, let me put it this way. How many people need to be sued by the organization? I guess that's the first thing. How many cheerleaders have to feel violated? You know, how many people have to, you know, sit under a burst pipe at FedEx Field? How many sexual harassment claims do you need before you go? How many people have to tell you? It doesn't matter how many people feel okay with the name. How many people have to tell you that the name, the former name of the Commanders, was offensive? How many times did the idiot owner have to scream, "I ain't never changing the name. It doesn't matter what people think"? Like, we got enough jerks and you-know-what holes in the world, okay? And he can take his $6 billion and he can pay his little fines and he can travel the world. But now at this point, he can just go away. And at least the franchise has some type of hope. This guy was a jerk. It's no respect for anybody, let alone women. I mean, how many cheerleaders feeling like pieces of meat, like they were a part of the marketing plan? Well, yeah, well, we're going to go to this island, and maybe I can set some of the sponsors up with some of the cheerleaders, and you know, maybe they'll spend some money with us. What, huh? What, huh? I mean, that's how business is done in some places, in certain cases, but it's pretty disgusting, flat and period. And I mentioned disgusting, and we're going to get more into the Commanders at the top of the hour. This disgusted me. We know everybody on the internet, and God bless them. If you're posting content, there's a good chance that you want to make money. Not everybody makes money. There's a small percentage of folks online who make money, and they do it all, whether it's pranks or beauty tips or makeup. I mean, listen, I started the JR Sport Brief online early. I was one of the early people in 2009. Okay, I didn't go to broadcast journalism school. I got my opportunity on the radio in New York, on WFAN, here on CBS, because of what I did online. And so I understand the power of social media in building up an audience. And some people use it for good, and some people use it just to be a jackass. Some people will do stupid things, no matter how stupid, how ridiculous, just for a click. Some people, I think, lack self-respect and a little bit of dignity. Maybe like Daniel Snyder. Maybe they would appreciate this. And this man, this is the type of attention that he wants. Doesn't matter to him. And I'm sure he's probably a good fellow, a good human being. But man, how much jackassery do you need to do for attention? Like, where is the line actually drawn? There is a YouTuber. His name is, I don't even know how to pronounce it, in all honesty. I'm not even going to bother to look it up. I didn't, because whatever. I think what he did was stupid. Who cares if I know his name? Jadeon, Maybe a teenager knows his name. You know, his YouTubers, subscribers know his name. He's done pranks. This man sat at a WNBA game this week. I think more than one. He got kicked out twice. One game, the ball rolled his way, courtside seats. He decided to shoot the ball. They said, no, thank you, man. You can't do that. You know you can't do that. And they walked him out while he's sitting there in pajamas and one of those old man sleep caps that you would see in a, I don't want to say, a Hansel and Gretel novel. Well, not a novel, but a fairy tale. In another game, he's literally sitting courtside, spread out near the bench, front row, with a pillow like he's taking a nap. Like the WNBA games are so uninteresting to him that he's falling asleep. And you had a coach, an executive, who sat next to him is just like, yeah, what are you doing this for? Like, cut it out. And ultimately, he told him to cut it out. He told him to leave, and he was escorted out. And now he's been banned from any WNBA and NBA activity. If you don't like it, if it's boring to you, why do you have to be so disrespectful to the athletes? Why don't you just stay home? Why are you trying to make a buck off of disrespect just because of a prank? Like, stop it. This is the audio of this man being walked out of the game and the security guards letting him know, you're not going to any games, not with the WNBA, not the NBA, and yeah, we're going to let the NFL know as well, not to let you anywhere. Listen to this.
Do it the easy way or the hard way.
Sir.
Easy way or the hard way. Get up.
What?
Sir, easy way or the hard
way. Wait, what happened?
Come on, get up. You need to get up and go. Get up. Come on, sit up.
Is it against the law to take naps?
Sir,
up, you can't even take a nap at the WNBA games. What is this? North Korea?
Free my man.
Bro, you can't take a courtside nap?
Come on.
Yo, free me. I'm a prisoner of sleep apnea. Save me.
Move.
You are not allowed on the premises.
So I'm only banned from WNBA games?
Yeah. All NBA related events. Yeah. So we're going to send it to the NFL and everybody else. But you are banned.
Wait, the NBA is part of the NFL?
No, we're going to send it. I'm going to send it to him.
Yeah. Why would you send it to the NFL, man?
Come on, people. Don't be a jackass for a buck. Do you have to be? I get a good joke. I'm a sarcastic jerk myself. You don't have to be disrespectful to anybody. If you got to be disrespectful to make money off of somebody else and somebody else's work, go find something better to do. It doesn't matter whether you're this dude on YouTube or whether you're a billionaire jackass like Daniel Snyder. Do better. Have some self-respect. Have some dignity. You know, hey, how about this? Just have some respect for other people. Everything doesn't have to be a joke at somebody else's behest, especially when they put in hard work. Be more creative. Do better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We come back from break. I don't know if this guy has respect for himself, anybody else. I could tell you that he's not happy. It's Lane Kiffin. We got a head coach complaining, or at least maybe being honest, about the transfer portal. He said it's like free agency twice in the world of college football, and we're going to hear from him. Maybe things are being disrespectful on a college football front. Maybe he feels disrespected, or maybe not. You'll hear on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS is the number. We're really going to take a deep, deep dive into the Commanders sale at the top of the hour. Daniel Snyder is gone. So far to start the show, talked about my experience in D.C. yesterday surrounding the MLS All-Star Game, specifically the Unified Game taking place out in Annapolis. We know Arsenal smashed the MLS All-Stars, but I saw a good one earlier in the afternoon with the Unified Squad from Special Olympics. We talked about the Women's World Cup. It's getting underway on Friday. Vietnam, not Thailand. I guess that shows you how much I expect the ass-whooping to be They might as well put up two scores on two different countries. And then I shared with you the idiot from YouTube who decided to take a nap in the front row and make a spectacle out of it at a WNBA game. He's been banned. You don't got to love women's sports, but at least have some respect for the athletes that are busting their asses out there to make a living. You don't have to do YouTube video pranks, at their expense. Totally unnecessary. Let's get back to the phone lines. We're eventually going to hear from Lane Kiffin, not happy about the state of college football. There's so much that we have to do as the show continues on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Virginia and talk to Mitchell. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, what's up, JR? Hope you're doing well, man. A couple comments, and, you know, you bring up a great point to the world that you speak to on a day-to-day basis. You know, we got to bring up and stop bringing the negativity to women's sports and just sports in general. But the YouTubers, they need to stop making jokes, trying to make people's jobs harder on them, and also stop trying to be the class clown. We've learned that back in middle school and high school, where being the class clown isn't always the coolest thing. You know, second thing, touching on the Commanders, I'm a big Redskins fan / Commanders fan, and Dan Snyder getting out of D.C. is a huge, huge take for us. And not only that, but the report's already dropping. I can't wait to see what other reports drop with him taking $60 million in fines, but allocating $11-plus million away from the NFL. Man, that guy is just negative, and I can't wait for the positive to get back into D.C. And the last point, JR, that I want to bring up, I'm not sure if you follow the Scottish Open, but Tommy Fleetwood, man, was he on fire today. Can't wait to see what he does for the rest of the three rounds. And hopefully he gets the win on Sunday. But over to you, and thanks for the time, JR. Hope you have a good one.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Mitchell, for calling from Virginia. With the British Open, man, I'm just waiting for the final day to see what happens and whether or not he's able to go out there and hold on. With the Commanders, you're 100% correct. We'll talk about that more at the top of the hour. The fact that Daniel Snyder can be fined $60 million on the way out the door, was already suspended from the franchise. There should be reason for all of the Commanders fans to go out there and rejoice. And when it comes to women's sports, it's not necessary to go out and be a college, or not a college clown, but a class clown. But people do it because it makes them money. And it's not always just in comedy, okay? We have a lot of human beings who do, and there's different degrees of it. They do terrible things. They take advantage of people. They crack jokes and sometimes do despicable things just for money. And so if you can make money and you can do it at somebody else's expense, people do it. This is nothing new. It's just that it's more widespread now with social media, that you can put a video up on YouTube and it can go viral and thousands or millions of people can watch it. And so people feel emboldened just to go out and be idiots because it can make them some cash. But what else is new, right? 855-212-4CBS. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi. I just wanted to talk to you about the Gideon incident at the WNBA game. And while I understand your point that it was a disrespectful action, I just wanted to hear your take on why that's so different than fans leaving early from a game when their team's not performing, as I believe that both those show that a fan's not happy with the product. So why is one completely acceptable and one you're banned from all future events? I just want to hear your take. Thanks.
Oh, no problem, Alan. Thank you for calling from Toronto. I hear his point. It's very difficult for me to add any rationale to those being in the same category. It is blatant disrespect to have an intent to go to an event, a sporting event, or it could be a play. It could be whatever. There are live performers there, and you don't go. And sports is particular. So let me just throw out like going to a Broadway play and walking out. People don't necessarily do that. But to go to a sporting event where the idea is to, A, have fun, you want to root for your team, you want to root against the other team, it's not uncommon in any sports. It's pretty much a part of a sporting experience. I'm going to cheer you when you do well. I'm going to boo you when you don't do well. And if you really suck, if it's a blowout, if it's the end of the game, I'm going to leave. I've spent my hard-earned money. I've spent my time. There's no effort. This is a bad game. I'm going to leave. I think that's very different than the intent of going to a game, not to enjoy it, not to watch the game, but to make money off of it, garner attention, and basically, you know, make a spectacle out of the sport. There's a huge difference. It's nowhere near the same. It's not disrespectful for someone to get up from a sporting event because they're not happy with the results, or it's a blowout, or they want to leave, or walking out. It's not even in the same stratosphere. You might as well invite someone over to your house, right, and say, hey, do you want to watch the movie? And instead of them watching the movie, you know, they kind of lay across your stuff. They kind of hit everything. And like, why are you in my kitchen? We're supposed to be watching a movie. Why are you supposed to be here for a barbecue? Why are you cooking your food in my house? No, man. Stop. It's not in the same stratosphere. 855-212-4CBS. Manny is calling from Flushing, New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? How you doing?
Excellent, Manny. Go ahead.
Good. Like LeBron James said, it's about damn time that Washington finally got a new owner. It's about time. I mean, I'm going to give a huge shout out to Magic Johnson. Hopefully that he's going to open the doors for other people who look like him to buy an NFL team.
Yeah, in due time, we know that there still is not a majority holder who happens to be black of an NFL franchise. And, yeah, Magic Johnson coming in as a minority owner are certainly going to have a voice. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how outspoken he is with the Los Angeles Lakers. He's someone who is very community driven. He's someone who is not shy about putting out his opinions on Twitter or social media. It'll be very, very interesting to see, you know, how public or how often he speaks on behalf of the Commanders. No doubt about that, Manny. Thank you for calling from Flushing. Minty is calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Okay. Oh, my God. Hey, Kevin, wasn't that person, that poor person was just, he was just about to start. Hey, Minty, if you can get back on, Minty, go ahead. It's like Aaliyah said, dust yourself off and try again. It's like that old, I don't know if it's Six Flags commercial or what it is. You got to be quicker than that, Minty. We got a lot of people to talk to, a lot of things to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We have so much to do. Time flies when you're having fun. I've been here with you for, well, this is the first hour of the show, and we've already gone through a lot. Dan Snyder, we're going to get in depth in a few minutes at the top of the hour about this sale as Josh Harris takes over. How involved in the day-to-day, or at least publicly, is Magic Johnson going to be? We talked about the MLS All-Star Game in D.C., the unified game that I attended. We talked about the Women's World Cup. You don't got to know everybody, but I'm sure there are going to be folks who are going to learn more and more about Trinity Rodman's daughter. We're going to get into Lane Kiffin. Not happy at all with the transfer portal in college. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, not happy with his tenure as a Philadelphia Eagle. The New York Jets, all of a sudden, they seem happy with Hard Knocks. Aaron Rodgers is more kind. He's more gentler. Justin Fields thinks he's one of the best running quarterbacks of all time. We got a lot to do, and we're just getting started. We're going to talk about these Commanders on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.